Okay, Parshas Vaeschanan, Shabbos Nachmu, five words. Our learning should be in Tzchus Refuah Shleima, Baruch Tzvi Ben Riv Kabasya, B'Soh Shor Chol Yisrael. Coming out of Tisha B'Av, now we're going into Shabbos Nachmu, so maybe we'll try to connect it a little bit. The first word, Vaeschanan El Hashem Be'Esahi Le'mor, Moshe Rabbeinu Davin to the Rabbonu Shom, 550 times Chazal say Vaeschanan, 515. There are those who say that 515 is Tefillah, Vaeschanan, 515 is Tefillah. 515 is Shira, when you sing your davening. But I want to say a different pshat this year. Why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu was so persistent? So the Rabbi Yerucham Yalvavitz, Mashkiach, writes in Das Torah, an amazing idea. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu loved Eretz Yisrael so much. He had such a great desire, such a great ratzon to go into Eretz Yisrael. If someone asks another person for something and the other person refuses to meet his request, says Rabbi Yerucham Lavavitz, it's possible he'll ask again. But after a few times, usually what happens when someone says no, you give up. A kid asks you for candy a million times, they give up after you say no 10 times. There's a limit how many times people ask. Moshe Rabbeinu continued to ask 515 times. This is true stubbornness. Because when it comes to Ruchnius, when it comes to Ruchnius matters, we always have to be very persistent, constantly going. You don't care about anything else. You keep on trying and trying and trying until you get. That's the message of Moshe Rabbeinu. Until Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to stop, because if he had it down one more time, then he would have to let him in. Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Klal Yisrael the message, when you're davening, when you're involved in Ruchnius, always keep on davening until you get what you need. Moving on to later in the Parsha, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tesvav, the Pasuk says, "U'nishmartim me'od l'nafshos seichem," you should guard your souls very much. And we know from Chazal that the Torah is commanding us to be able to keep healthy, to be healthy. So Chavetz Chaim points out a very interesting thing. The Chavetz Chaim says that should really say, "U'nishmartim me'od l'guveichem," you should guard your bodies. What does it mean you should guard your souls? Amazing thing, guard your nefesh, guard your souls. "U'nishmartim me'od l'nafshos seichem," says, coming to Chavetz Chaim says it's a beautiful lesson. Coming to teach us whenever you're involved in matters, taking care of our bodies, such as business or eating, we must be careful not to do anything harmful, that we take care of our bodies, mamash taking care of our neshama. Because before we do anything for our body's needs, we're also making sure we're caring for our nefesh. Chavetz Chaim is saying at the end of the day, anything physical is also for your nefesh. So when you exercise, it's a great mitzvah. So many people say, oh, I don't have time for exercise. You don't have time for a mitzvah? Guarding your health. You have to make sure to run. Make sure to swim. Make sure to play some basketball. Maybe make sure to be able to guard your soul. And we know that it's brought down to Chavetz Chaim. You should constantly stress the importance of guarding one's health. And especially in his yeshiva. He said that sometimes when you want to learn so late at night, he says it was purely the Yetzirah. Because at the end of the day, the Chavetz Chaim brought down different tzvarim, how many hours, but I've saw brought down that a person needs 8 hours of sleep to be able to serve their bonus from the next day. So, nishmartim, nishmo'od nafshoseichem, it's just not a little thing. It happens to be when you're guarding your soul, when you're involved in physical things, make you understand that you're actually guarding your nefesh to be able to serve their bonus from. That whatever you eat and whenever you exercise, those are also things that you're doing for your soul to be able to serve their bonus from a little greater. Moving on in the Parsha Tar, Daser Sadibros, Perikei, Pasuk Yudches. The Pasuk says, Losach Ba'eshes Reyecho. You shouldn't covet, you shouldn't want your friend's wife. And you're not going to see the Evan Ezra here, but I thought it would be very apropos to say the Evan Ezra. The Evan Ezra is found in Parshas Yisro. The Evan Ezra asks, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu say that you shouldn't be jealous of what your friend has? Your friend has a nicer car, your friend has a nicer this, nicer that, nicer house, how can you not be jealous? So the Evan Ezra, by Storch, told me this vort. A Storch from DRS said in a great vort, he says, you know, imagine a mushel. You have a commoner, not such like an average guy in the village. Does the average guy think he's going to marry the princess? No. The princess says he's going to marry the princess. The average people usually marry the average people. He's not going to be jealous because they're in different leagues, they're in different ball games, they're in different places in life. So that's the same thing our outlook has to be in life. You want to know how to not to be jealous of someone? You don't be jealous of someone because you realize that you're in different leagues. If Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to have a Lexus, you would have had a Lexus. If Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to have a 10-bedroom house, you would have had that. When you really have that outlook, like that commoner. The commoner's not jealous of the princess because he knows he was never supposed to have that. He was in different leagues. At the end of the day, that's why he would never be jealous. And we also know from the Chavetz Chaim, that we know that the Hebrew word for jealousy is kinna. The Hebrew word for jealousy is kinna. What's the Hebrew word for hatred? Is sinna. K kinna and sinna are very, very similar words. When you start to be jealous of someone, then you start to hate them. Especially during the 3 weeks, 9 days, Tisha B'Av. Make sure that we have to take this Evan Ezra to heart. We're not jealous of someone, because if we do chas v'shalom, we become jealous of someone, then what happens? Then we start to hate them. We have to make sure that we're able to take this lesson to Evan Ezra. Moving on to the Baal Turim. Baal Turim writes, Perek Vav Pasuk Hei, V'ahavta as Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol miyodecha. We have to love the Ribbono Shel Olam with all our heart and all our soul and all of our possessions. The Baal Turim says an unbelievable idea here in Perek Vav Pasuk Hei. He says V'ahavta is also the same osios as Ha'ovos. We scramble the word V'ahavta, the letters osios Ha'ovos. He says that we could see here in this pasuk that the avos serve the Kodesh Baruch Hu different ways here. Va'avos is va'ahavta. The chol of vavcha, who does all your heart refer to? That refers to Avram Avinu, who served the Kodesh Baruch Hu with all his heart. As the pasuk says, by Avram Avinu. Excuse me one second, right over here. Shenemar bo matasos levavo. They search for his heart. The chol nafshecha, that refers to all your soul. It refers to Yitzchak. Shemaser nafshecha Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Yitzchak Avinu, he literally did that kid as a Yitzchak. He was most nice nefesh for Kodesh Baruch Hu. And b'chol me'odecha, who does b'chol me'odecha refer? That refers to Yaakov. It says, b'chol asher titen li asher aser asrenu lach. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, whatever you gave me, I'm going to make sure to tithe there. So we see a very hidden remez here, that the avos were very, very particular, so much so, v'ahavta is osios avos, b'chol levavcha refers to Avram, b'chol nashcha refers to Yitzchak, b'chol me'odecha refers to Yaakov Avinu. And finally, for our fifth and final idea, we're able to connect it to Shabbos Nachamu. The Navi says, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yomar Hashem Elokeichem. So the Siva Shalom wants to explain on page Mem Aleph in his Sefer, on Devarim, why is it that it says this double Lashon of Nachamu? What's this double Lashon of Nachamu? Says in the Siva Shalom, and he quotes his earlier, the Rebbe of Malkovitz. He says, you want to know what Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami means? Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami means that you should get Nechama, that you're my nation. His Nachamu, Bezesh Atem Imi. You should have Nechama, that you guys are my nation. V'az Yomar Alokeichem, then Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I'm your God. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yomar Ani Alokeichem, I'm your God. At the end of the day, Nachmu, you should get Nechama. And how do you get Nechama? Nachmu Ami, to realize that you're my nation. The more we realize that we're Kodesh Baruch Hu's nation, then we have to get the real Nechama. And we know that. And he writes over here in the Siva Shalom, the whole 3 weeks, we have to, the whole avodah, we're able to realize that we're banim. That even though we went through a base of Mikdash destruction yesterday, and this morning already, we know that the fire burnt, even on the 10th day, even greater. You have to know we have the truest nechama to realize that we are children from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nachamu, how do you want to get nechama? The Nachamu Ami, by realizing you're my nation. I also saw brought down in the Siva Shalom another piece, and Nachamu, Nachamu Ami refers to the nechama for Kodesh Baruch Hu, the nechama for us also. Kodesh Baruch Hu also needs a nechama. Nachamu for Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nachamu Ami for the Jewish people also. So let's just review the five words. We start off from Rav Yochanan Levavitz, why did the Moshe Rabbeinu daven 515 times? Able to show you that at the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted something so great, and he davened his heart out for it. You don't just ask for something you want. If you really want something, you daven hard. When you want to become a better learner, a better davener, a better Baal Chesed, when you grow on your middos, you don't just try, you try very hard. And that's what it says, Rav Yochanan Levavitz, the Mashkiach, says that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was showing us this lesson. Second idea, the Chavetz Chaim says, the Shmar Tamaon is not Lanafsho Seichem. We have to guard your souls. What does it mean to guard your soul? That everything physical we do, it's also for our soul. We don't just say, well, we can eat whatever we want and not exercise. No, everything we do, we have to have in mind. When we go to sleep, it's also for our neshama. The Chavetz Chaim would be very careful to make sure that there's tamid and we get an appropriate amount of sleep. And the Evan Ezra, the third idea, Lo Sachmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked me not to be jealous. So he writes in Parshas Yisrael, the same way a commoner is not jealous of the princess. He knows he's not going to marry the princess. They're in two different leagues. He doesn't feel shaychus. He doesn't feel like he's worthy to be in that league. He knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him whatever he needed. And he's not going to marry the princess. So to us, we're not jealous of other people, because you know Kodesh Baruch Hu puts us in different leagues. And that Chavetz Chaim says, when your person's jealous, kinna, that leads to sinna. When you're jealous of someone, that leads you to hate them. Now the Torah says their fourth idea, v'ahavta Hashem lecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol miyodecha, v'ahavta is osios ha'avos. But the avos, each one of them serves the Kodesh Baruch Hu in their own way. B'chol levavcha refers to Avraham Avinu, b'chol nafshecha refers to Yitzchak, b'chol miyodecha refers to Yaakov. And finally, the fifth and final idea, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami. The Rebbe Malkovitz, the Nesiva Shalom quotes, now how do we have the true Nechama? Nachamu, a Nachamu Ami. We want to get a true Nechama to realize that they were Kodesh Baruch Hu's nation. Nesiva Shalom has another idea also, that one Nechama is for the Rabbono Shalom, one Nechama for his nation, which we zochem now, to take this Kedusha of going from Tisha B'Av, going from Asar B'Av, going to Shabbos Nachamu, to always really try hard in our Avodas Hashem. Never when things are hard, right? When the going gets tough, the tough get going. We try hard. Make sure everything physical we do. Make sure that we're everything physical we do it's for our neshama as well. But to be very careful not to be jealous of someone. We're happy with what we have. Izu Asher Sameach Bechoko. Be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way Avram Yitzchak 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 Yaakov. Be able to live our lives. Nachmu Nachmu Amid. And even though we went through a Tisha B'Av, be able to realize that we had to true Nechama so we could always come back to the Rabbeinu Shem. And also Nechama for the Rabbeinu Shem. And Nechama for Kai. So Be'ez Hashem. We should be Zoicha Be'ez Hashem. To have Shabbos Nachmu and Yushlam Yer Kodesh.